Hey, everybody, it's Mrs. Marin. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking with Adeline and her mom, Mrs. Blakely. We have a student and parent spotlight podcast today. Now, Adeline, how are you doing today?
I am doing very good, Miss Marin.
Awesome. Mrs. Blakely, is she really doing good?
She's trying, yes.
All right, that's all we can ask. That's awesome. So, hey, Adeline, my first question is for you, ma'am. Why did you start taking martial arts?
So when I started figuring out about black belts and that they're powerful, and I'm like, whoa, so cool, I want to do that one day.
Awesome. And Mom, your reasons for starting her were probably a little bit different. Why did you want her to start?
Well, I needed her to start because we were having some issues with our focus and with discipline and listening to adults and authority figures. So it was more for her to get an understanding about respect and how that works in the world.
Wow, that's awesome. That encompasses a lot of life skills, actually, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
So, Adeline, what effect do you think that martial arts has had on your life up to now? Like, how has martial arts changed you up to now?
I think it changed my response, and I think it helped me focus a little bit more. I'm definitely more stronger, and I'm definitely more inspired.
Awesome.
And now I have things to recommend to people.
Awesome, awesome. I like that answer. Mom, how do you think it has affected her up until this point?
I think it's definitely helped with her focus, and I think it's actually helped her with self-esteem. She has a lot of confidence naturally, but I think it's helped her to know that when she really puts her mind to something, that she is able to do it.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And we want all of our students to have that same self-confidence and self-esteem. That's awesome. Now, Adeline, what is your favorite thing to practice when you're either at home or in the dojang? What's your most favorite thing to practice in Taekwondo?
My favorite thing to practice at Taekwondo is probably legacy, like teaching.
Teaching? Wow. Is that what you want to do someday, be a teacher or teach martial arts?
Teach martial arts.
I love it. I love it. And Adeline, let me ask you this. What is your favorite weapon to use?
Oh, it would definitely be the sword.
Ah, okay. And do you have any favorite techniques for the sword?
My favorite technique is to, like, stab.
Stab, okay. All right. Now, what current rank are you, Adeline? What rank are you right now?
I am at
Brown Belt High? Wow. That's very close. You're getting closer and closer to that esteemed rank of Black Belt. And what rank are you most excited about achieving as you continue your training?
A rank that I will be probably the most happy about achieving is probably second degree black belt.
Wow, that's an awesome goal to have. I like that. I like that a lot. So, excuse me, Mrs. Blakely, what so far has impressed you most with Adeline's testings?
I think as silly as she can be sometimes in class, she definitely pulls everything together and remembers everything and can be super serious and gets really into all of her forms and all of her techniques when she's testing.
So you would say maybe that her focus really does shine, especially when she's put to the test, so to speak?
Yes, she definitely will perform when put on the spot and when she has an audience.
Okay, all right. So we're going to go to our next question, which is tournaments. Adeline, you've competed in a couple tournaments, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is it that you liked best, other than any medals or trophies? What is the thing that you like best about going to tournament?
What I like about it like the warm-ups that they do at the beginning, you can kind of get to know people, and then you could sort of like make friends with that person.
Absolutely.
And it's a good way to make friends.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. I love it. Mom, what about you? What is it that you enjoy most out of her competing?
I like seeing her interact with different adults and different instructors, really showing how well she can put everything together. And I enjoy seeing her perform all of her forms and seeing other people's forms and weapons. I know Adeline gets really inspired, especially watching some of the older girls and their forms, and it makes her want to kind of achieve more.
Yeah, I think making friends is really key, and learning more and watching those high ranks, that's really important with regards to what you're going to continue to accomplish in Taekwondo. Now, we're going to go to the next one. Adeline, what was your most favorite event at the tournaments that you went to?
I think my favorite one is weapons, because I usually use the sword, and I just, something about the sword I just love.
I see that. I see that when I see you. That sword is like your right hand. I love it. Mom, what was your favorite event at the tournaments when she competed?
I think I would say weapons, too, because I think that you can tell it's her favorite, and she really puts her all into it, from her facial expressions all the way through to where her feet are and her hands are. So I think that's our favorite, both of us.
All right. Now, Adeline, during competition, in sparring, what is your favorite kicking technique that you like?
I usually like the round kick, because no matter if it's high or it's medium, you're sure to get a point from it unless the person dodges or blocks.
Okay, all right. And Adeline, this last question is going to be for you first, and then Ms. Blakely, I'm going to ask you as well, but Adeline, what would you say to someone who wants to do Taekwondo, but, man, maybe they're just really nervous to start, or kind of like you a little bit in the beginning when I first met you? What advice would you give to them?
My advice would be keep on going with it, because the more you do it, the more fun it will seem.
Awesome. And, Mom, what about you?
I think for everyone is to give it a try, and more than one try. The first class might be a little bit rocky, but once you've come in there for a week or so, you'll begin to make friends and get more comfortable with instructors, and it's worth giving it a good try.
Awesome. Well, ladies, I want to thank both of you from the bottom of my heart for agreeing to do this podcast with me.